Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Jeremiah lamented, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick." In this internet age, it's no surprise that immorality is rampant. Today, how Christians can protect themselves from the media onslaught, shouting from their online devices and TVs. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer's current focus is our hearts and how to guard them from media forces that can addict us to impurity. Today we wrap up the first of six messages on this topic. Now, more of the battle for your heart.
You know, there are some people who come to a worship service just like this with their cell phones. And while the service is going on, and maybe while this is being preached, they are looking at videos on their cell phones. The ushers have discovered that that's the case. Or maybe they're texting on their cell phones. Now, before you become too judgmental, you have to realize, of course, that many people, like my staff, for example, have on their cell phone the entire Bible. So the person in your row who has his cell phone open right now, just be assured he's actually looking at the text. I'm sure that he is, he or she. You know what also have been told? This just breaks my heart. I've been told that during communion, there have been times in this sanctuary where as the communion trays are being passed, somebody has to nudge the person next to him who's on a cell phone texting or looking at a video and say, "Hey, the communion trays are now being passed." You know what this indicates? Such a sense of distraction. We are so distracted. We can't ever relax. It's constant churning and churning and churning. And that's the way in which we live in today's culture. And our attention span, the studies indicate, is getting shorter all the time. Look straight ahead, the Bible says. When you're at a newsstand buying a newspaper, don't go where your eyes go. Some things you can't help seeing, but don't let your heart go there. And then the Bible talks about where we should go. Watch our feet. So what you have here is our speech, our mouths. You have our eyes, and that's huge, and we'll be talking about that certainly in future messages. And then we also have, of course, very importantly, our feet, where they take us. Now, here's the thing. I was going to mention this earlier, but there's no way that you can get out of your routine simply by choosing to say, "Okay, I'll put these guidelines in place." No, the hold is huge. And I want to give you an assignment. Every message in this series will have an assignment. Usually it is a verse of scripture to memorize. This time it's something else. I want you to detox from the media for 3 consecutive days. 3 consecutive days, no television, no videos, internet only in relationship to your job. What else? Social media. You say, "Well, what about my friends?" I don't know if you can do this because I'm not on social media, but send a general email to them and simply say, "I'm going to be seeking God for 3 days, so I'm out of pocket." 2 good things will happen. Number one, a whole bunch will unfriend you, which probably isn't all that bad. Secondly, quite frankly, they won't miss much. They probably really don't care as to what happened to your cat, frankly. And so what you need to do is to just get off there, 3 days of detoxing. Now, just to test it, I did it this past week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Absolutely no television. Some things on the internet that I needed to investigate. Got into the car, forgot, turned on the radio for a while, because you want to cut that off too. No music, nothing. Just silence and detox. So, you know, for the last 3 days, I have no idea as to what happened in Washington. Help me here. Did I miss anything? Did I miss anything? Fact is, the world got along very well without me knowing about what was happening. Can you do that? I'm going to do that again, beginning Monday, Tuesday, and then our day of prayer and fasting Wednesday. I'm all up on this. I think by the third day, I began to enjoy the silence. And what do you do during the silence? You meet with your family, you read scripture, you read Psalm 139. That's the other part of this, the assignment, where the psalmist said very clearly, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." He ends the psalm that way. He begins by saying, "Lord, you've searched me and you've known me." God knows every single detail of your private thoughts. But then he says, "Search me, tell me, and show me what you see." Are you willing to come before God and have him search your heart like that? 3 days detox. Of course, I continued on with emails because that's the way in which we communicate with our family, with our staff. But you make the decision as to where the line will be, and for 3 days, detox from the media. Now, there's something else, and that is we must allow God to change our hearts. You can't change your own heart, by the way. That would be like washing a dirty well with the dirty water that's in it. The Bible indicates, though, God said to Israel in the Old Testament, he says, "A new heart I will give you. I'll take out the heart of stone, and I'll give you a heart of flesh." We have hearts of stone, don't we? Oh, there's some good things about us. But there's a lot of dark shadows and things that lead us astray. And what we need to do is to receive the gift of a new heart. That's what Jesus meant in John 3 when he said, "Except you be born again, you'll not see the kingdom of God." Jesus was talking about a new birth, a new heart with new desires. And if you think that's easy for God to give us, no, it's very difficult. It was a huge challenge. And that's why Jesus Christ came to die on the cross for our sins, so that he could stand in our stead and meet all of God's obligations on our behalf. So then the blessed Holy Spirit of God could be given, who regenerates us and changes us thanks to faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Before our conversion, our heart is the most difficult thing we have to deal with. Full of anxiety, anger, bitterness, hopelessness, despair, wanting to get even. That's before our conversion. After our conversion, we still struggle with those things, but we struggle from the standpoint of victory, because now the peace of Christ can rule in our hearts. Now we can have joy that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit of God. It is the new birth without which you and I will not see the kingdom of God. And as we allow God to search our hearts, what we'll discover is that indeed we are sinners and indeed we are in need. I have no doubt that in this large congregation today and listening audience in other ways, that there are some in whose hearts God is already working to bring you to this moment, to this hour, and to this part of the sermon, so that you realize that that emptiness in your heart, that frustration in your heart, is a longing really for God to come to you and to give you a new heart with a love for God and ability to overcome the dead weight of a heart cut off from God. And it's available to you. It's available to you. Jesus said, it says in the scriptures, "As many as received him, to those he gave the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name." That's the beginning point. The beginning point is to have a new heart. Come to God. Ask him to forgive you, to make you his child, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. There was once an evangelist by the name of Billy Sunday. I know that there's also a Billy Graham, but this was Billy Sunday, who used to preach in this church back in the 1920s. He was a baseball player here in the city of Chicago, and he came out of a bar. And there were some students there that were handing out literature telling him the gospel that I've just explained to you. And Billy Sunday said, and I quote, "I staggered out of my sin into the outstretched arms of Jesus and received him and instantly became a new creature." And Billy Sunday was a great evangelist for the cause of Jesus Christ. The transformation of heart. What heart did you bring with you today? Hard heart? Indifferent heart? Skeptical heart? Come to God. He gives a new heart to all who trust his Son to save them and to transform them. And if you will, let's bow together in prayer. Father, who can penetrate the human heart? Many come to a service like this with various defenses, various ideas. Would you grant them, Lord, the grace to say, "Search me, O God, that I might see my heart and my need for you." And before I close this service, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening, you can talk to God right now and say, "I receive Christ as my Savior. I need to be born again, to have a new heart implanted within me." Would you tell him that? Father, we are helpless apart from your divine intervention. Help us, Lord. Help us in this series of messages to be honest, to be realistic, to be transparent, and to be obedient. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. You've just heard a part of a message titled "The Battle for Your Heart." It's part of a larger series entitled "Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture." Perhaps you've already discerned that I feel very deeply about this series of messages. It's one not just for young people, but for all of us, because we are bombarded today, thanks to computers and cell phones and iPads. We are bombarded today with the media, and much of it contains sensual images. This is a battle we need to win, but it cannot be won easily. That's why it's so important for you to hear these messages and to listen to them again and again. Share them with your friends, and in a moment you'll be given information as to how they can be yours. And please tune in next time as we continue this very vital series.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up "The Battle for Your Heart," the first message in a series on "Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture." Next time, don't miss "The Seductive Power of Desire." The need for us to guard our hearts has never been greater. This 6-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.